This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. President Biden is set to arrive here in town this afternoon. He'll visit a union training center first and then participate in a town hall event at Mount St. Joseph University. It will be televised tonight on CNN. Let's talk about this presidential visit with WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson, who joins us via Zoom. Hello, Howard.
Hello, Michael.
Well, we don't know a whole lot about the substance of the president's visit just yet, but we do know traffic is likely to be snarled right at rush hour, the early part of rush hour this afternoon. What should we be thinking or expecting the president might talk about while he's here? Is there significance that he's in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think so. And it's not too hard to figure out what he'd like to talk about. I mean, there questions are being submitted and people are being invited to ask those questions at the event. And a lot of it's probably going to have to do with the infrastructure package that he's trying to negotiate with Republicans in Congress now. Also, the state of COVID vaccinations in this era when there is a variant out there that, you know, some local communities, some states are deciding that we might have to go back to some pretty strict rules to stop this thing. And I think, you know, he'd like to talk about the child tax credit. A lot of people over the past week found some extra money in their bank accounts, and I think he'd probably like to take some credit for that.
Yeah, we will be talking about the child tax credit in a broader segment a little later in this hour. Howard, how does the president sell that message today?
Well, I just think he sells it the way he usually sells anything. He makes it real personal. You know, he'll start talking directly to people in the audience and saying, did this help you or not? Is this a good thing or not? Do you need this kind of help to get through an economy that's not quite recovered yet from the pandemic? You know, I mean, he's very personable. He's very personal when he discusses these things, and particularly in this kind of setting.
Well, speaking of selling policy, he may literally have a bridge to sell to members of Congress, a bridge that's not far from our studio here downtown, and it's the Brent Spence. And it's become a bit of a tradition for presidents now. I guess we've had the last three come through and reference the Brent Spence Bridge, and nothing has happened. This infrastructure package it's actually gotten to be quite difficult to understand what's being considered, what's not being considered. Mm-hmm. Is there some sort of bipartisan agreement? Is there this separate package that could be added into something else? Where do we stand on that, and how do you think Biden will frame it today at Mount St. Joe?
I think he'll say, that this is clearly a Brent Spence Bridge is clearly a kind of project that could be taken care of and paid for through this infrastructure money. But the fact that he's here, will be in Ohio, I think is significant because of the fact that Senator Rob Portman, who is not running for reelection, has taken up the job of leading the Republicans in negotiations with the Biden administration and the Democrats in Congress about this infrastructure package. And I think he's trying to send a subtle message to Rob Portman and said, hey, let's hurry this up a little bit. Let's get a vote on this thing. Let's work something out. And so far, I mean, Portman seems to be amenable to that, but, he tends to go slow.
Sure. And I mean, that's Senator Rob Portman, who's on the verge of retiring. So the circumstances may be different, Howard, but I'll remind you, during the Obama administration, we had Senator Mitch McConnell running the Republicans in the Senate, and he represents Kentucky, obviously. And we had John Boehner from, the suburbs here, was Speaker of the House, and still nothing happened with this bridge.
Well, and there wasn't I think it was a matter of there wasn't the will to do it in Congress. And, that may be changing because members are getting more and more pressure from the people back home where these projects are sorely needed. And it surely is in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky with Brent Spence Bridge. So that it might be an easier sell. But you're absolutely right. I mean, we've had both President Obama and President Trump come to the city and make speeches saying this has to happen. And as you say, nothing happened.
We're talking
now about- they actually have a $1.2 trillion plan. Whether or not they can fund it or not, that's still up in the air. But there is like more specific plans out there.
We're talking with WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson ahead of tonight's visit of President Biden to the Cincinnati area, including a town hall event that will be broadcast on CNN from Mount St. Joseph University. Let's talk about the venue because it's become a bit of a controversy here locally. Joe Biden is a pretty devout Catholic. He talks about his faith. He goes to church. He takes communion. There's been some scuffle over whether he should be given communion since he has some positions that are politically out of step with Catholic doctrine, perhaps. Archbishop Dennis Schnur here in Cincinnati said that he wouldn't have given permission for Biden to appear at Mount St. Joseph. We'll note that while Mount St. Joseph is a Catholic institution, it's not governed by the archdiocese. We saw Right to Life of Greater Cincinnati call Biden the most pro-abortion president in U.S. history. We've even seen Hamilton County Auditor Dusty Rhodes call him a fake president who will be speaking at a fake Catholic university. What do we make of this type of commentary?
Well, there have been Catholic priests who have come out very vocally and said that they wouldn't serve Joe Biden communion, but in the Catholic Church. And Archbishop Schnur at least understood that there was really nothing he could do about it. It was not his call to make. Mount St. Joseph was founded and still associated with the Sisters of Charity, the nuns who have their mother house directly across the road from the campus. And basically, I mean, it's their university and they can invite whoever they want.
When you think about President Biden, who had served as vice president under President Obama, of course. I mean, these are both two men who did talk about their faith, who were active in churches and often found themselves criticized by conservative activists, questioning whether their faiths are authentic or appropriate, all the while supporting, you know, the previous president, Donald Trump, who never seemed to express any type of genuine faith at all whatsoever. Right. What can we read into that?
I just think you can read into it that that's kind of the sludge pile that is American politics have become in these days. You know, if we're going to get to the point where we're taking individuals, the president of the United States and vice president of the United States, and questioning their religious beliefs, that's pretty sad to me. I mean, you know, there's some things that we can take people's word on, and if they believe and if they have faith and religious views, that should be accepted. That should not be questioned.
What do you think the president's goal is today? What if he had to take, you know, one top priority? What do you hope he walks away with? Or what does he hope he walks away with as a win?
Well, I think they hope, and they can control this up to a certain point. I think he hopes to have a whole lot of questions about infrastructure, about how it's paid for, and what the chances are of major projects in this city, in this county, in this region being funded by the infrastructure program. And I think that's probably what drew him here, but there are so many issues out there that touch on people's lives. And this is a good place to go, you know, because you get all this local media coverage. Obviously, it's a national cable network carrying it, but you get, you know, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, people who will be in that audience and asking these questions. And I think it's just, you know, it's a good look for him. The optics will be good for President Biden, no matter what happens.
We'll have coverage of the president's visit at WVXU.org, as well as on air on 91.7 FM. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU senior political analyst. Howard, thanks so much for some time today. We know you'll be busy.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.